Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
That's Ben Crump yesterday. I think we need to get on the soapbox here, Tricia. Can you hit that for me?
Now, Mark Cox soapbox.
There is no person in America more responsible for the looting and the burning and the injuries to those officers in Louisville than attorney Ben Crump. You just heard him there. Prove me wrong. Ben Crump has taken over the title as the race baiter in chief of the United States. And as a result of those comments yesterday, he is largely responsible for what happened last night in Louisville, Kentucky. Inflammatory allegations, despite knowing the facts in the case don't support what he said. And that led directly to the violence that broke out in the city. This guy is enriching himself, and he doesn't care about the consequences. Do you know he probably made $4 million of the $12 million settlement he extorted from the city of Louisville? That takes ambulance chasing to a new level. What happened in the Breonna Taylor case was a tragedy. But the facts of the case are very different than what Ben Crump is feeding the mob. It wasn't a no-knock warrant. Police did announce themselves. You are who you associate with. And they came to Breonna Taylor's house after watching it for more than a month, seeking out her associate and drug-dealing ex-boyfriend. Now, while she's not dating the guy anymore, Breonna Taylor, according to legal documents, had been involved in the handling of the money for his drug operation. This was not an illegitimate police search. It was a search backed up by a warrant signed by a judge who had looked at the evidence and agreed it was reasonable to search this residence for that drug dealer. She was a known associate. Crump, if you heard him there, wants to invoke the Castle Doctrine. That doesn't apply to law enforcement officers with a legitimate search warrant. Consider this. The city of Louisville paid a $12 million to the family of Breonna Taylor in a case where the police did nothing wrong. Does that sound familiar? The families of Mike Brown and Anthony Lamar Smith got payoffs, too. This is extortion. The mob was fed by those false statements by Ben Crump, and they're demanding the blood of police officers everywhere. Those police officers were following the law. They were doing their jobs when they served that warrant. They knocked on the door. They tried to force their way in after announcing themselves, and a guy fired at them. They returned fire. Unfortunately, Breonna Taylor was killed, but the cops weren't targeting her. That's why Ben Crump has the blood of those officers on his hands this morning. This guy is Al Sharpton in a carnival barker suit. And what he's doing is unethical and it's outrageous. Yet the newspapers trumpet him as the great civil rights attorney. He's screaming fire in a crowded theater. And last night, two police officers were wounded as a direct result.
Get more at 971talk.com.